Democratic State Representative Debbie Phillips represents the Athens area, where Ohio University is situated. She says she wants to make sure students at that university maintain their right to vote in Ohio elections. But Phillips says Republicans are trying to make it harder.
Republicans in the House added an amendment to the budget to try to force universities to stop charging out-of-state tuition to any voter that the university provides with a letter which can be used for voter ID. This amendment is estimated to cost Ohio universities over $300 million. Republicans don't want to help students with the cost of tuition. They want to stop students from voting, and they are trying to get the universities to do that work for them.
Phillips says courts have already ruled students have a right to vote in the place where they attend college full time. Democrats also take issue with the way the federal motor voter law is being applied in Ohio, and they're opposed to a bill that puts restrictions on the signature gathering process for allowing voters to reject a new law at the ballot box. There's more. Senator Nina Turner takes issue with a new election reform bill.
Senate Bill 109 claims to authorize electronic poll books and also claims to allow for the counting of votes where the voter booth selects a candidate and also writes in the same candidate on the write-in line, known as the double bubble. In reality, Senate Bill 109 is about needlessly throwing out votes, even when the intention of the voter is clear. And this will happen only in certain counties, surprise, surprise, like the largest Democratic county in the state, Cuyahoga County. Republicans don't want to count votes. They want to throw out votes.
But Republican Senator Larry Obhoff, who sponsored the bill, says that's not the case.
It's unfortunate, I think, that one of my colleagues, and maybe more of them, are running campaigns for Secretary of State right now and are taking what are very reasonable and should be bipartisan reform efforts and trying to use them as political props.
Obhoff says a lot of thought and planning went into this bill, and he says he worked across the aisle and with elections officials to address their needs.
The executive director of the Ohio Association of Elections Officials testified in favor of the bill. That association is by definition 50% Republican and 50% Democrat, so it's quintessentially the bipartisan elections body. And that organization said that the bill makes great fiscal sense and will save taxpayer dollars without affecting service to voters. And we had a couple of groups that generally, I think, don't always agree with Republicans on some of these issues. The League of Women Voters testified in support of the bill, and the director of Common Cause Ohio didn't testify about the bill but spoke to the media about it and said that she thought it was a thoughtful piece of legislation.
As for the legislation in the budget that would change student voting at college campuses, Obhoff says he doesn't like it either.
I actually submitted an amendment to remove that, and I know a number of my colleagues in the Republican caucus did as well. So I don't think that this is a partisan issue. I don't think that this is an attempt to stop people from voting. I'm not really sure, you know, why that provision is in there or what the intended effect was specifically, but it's not something that I supported, and it's not something that has broad support, I'd say, throughout the caucus.
Obhoff says that provision could be removed next week when senators make changes to the budget. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.